If it's Friday, that means our sports guy, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, is with us to keep us up to date on what's going on. And, you know, clearly we had a lot of big news this week. Carmelo Anthony came to New York. The NBA trade line deadline passed yesterday. But that Carmelo Anthony trade is the biggest news. Let's take a listen to Carmelo Anthony actually speaking at a press conference on Wednesday.
I think New York needed a moment like this. You know, I think when they got, when they acquired Amari, it brought some, you know, some excitement back to the city. Now, you know, like Amari said, New York basketball is back. You know, will we win a championship this year? You know, who knows? You know, that takes time.
Ibrahim, will they win a championship? I mean, people suddenly care about them again.
Well, he was right. When Amari came, it was like a level of excitement. But now it's reached a decibel that's unheard of. There's emotions that are unbridled at the moment. At the idea of the potential. Never in Knicks history has there been such a team with two superstars. Maybe when Mark Jackson and Patrick Ewing were on the team, bygone days, long, long time ago, was that level of two superstars on the same team. So this is high level. This is amazing. And we'll see what happens.
You're not going to come down on that, answer his question. Will we win a championship this year?
Well, listen, Carmelo Anthony, when he went to Syracuse, he won it as a freshman. He won a national championship. Maybe he'll put the team on his back and take him this year. That would be unbelievable, ridiculous, and Knicks fans and 8.5 million New Yorkers would love it.
All right. So obviously we are also heading into these mad days of March with our brackets all across the country. So give us kind of a preview for people who are soon going to be getting brackets that they need to fill out. Tell us what's going on in college basketball, both in men's and women's.
So I'll start with the women's right now. There's a woman named Dawn Evans who's the best player you've never heard of. She's a point guard for James Madison. She's unbelievable. She's the nation's scoring leader. She's also the leader in three-pointers this year.
Wow.
She's got James Madison 26 and 21 and 6 and 14 and 1 in conference, the Colonial Athletic Association. That's a team to look out for. They might be a spoiler in the early part of the brackets. Another on the men's side, I'll just say UConn has the best defense in the country. Duke is tough. Stanford is undefeated in Pac-10 play. So the traditional powers of women's basketball are still going to be major players as we go into the tournament. Those will be the number one seeds. But look for the high-scoring leaders, the good defensive teams, to be spoilers at the early rounds. Now, on the men's side, you have Jimmer Fredette of BYU. He's the nation's scoring leader. He's a kid from Glens Falls, New York. He's 6'2", 195 pounds. But this kid's been dropping points all season long. And what's exciting about them is that the BYU is 26-2. They haven't had a tough schedule, but they got the best score in the country. This kid looks like a regular guy you'd see, like, sweeping the floors and like you're in a building or something. He's like an average guy. But he's going to be exciting to watch, and nobody wants to play BYU in the early round in the tournament. And that, you know, the top seeds will be Duke, Texas, Kansas, and Pitt. Traditional powerhouses from traditional conferences. But this year, it's so topsy-turvy. The team that I really like so far this year is Wisconsin, and there are chances because they've played a lot of big teams. St. John's is also playing really well. So this is going to be a really exciting, on both the men's and the women's side, it's really hard to determine who's going to win.
You just made Leo Duran, our engineer, very happy with that mention of Wisconsin. But you're going to fill out some brackets for us, right, Ibrahim?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports guy, coming up to give us a wrap-up. He joins us every Friday in March. He's going to keep us up to date on all the news coming from the NCAAs. Fear not. We will have guidance for you as you head into bracket season. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Good morning.